Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. This is Keon.
I'm Tyler.
And we are here to blow your mind.
Life.
With knowledge. We're gonna spit knowledge at you. How you doing today, Tyler?
I'm doing tasty. I don't know why I decided
you're
to
do doing
tasty.
Tasty?
Hmm.
Usually you would say,
so
you would say, I am tasty, no. The day is tasty, but no, you are doing tasty.
Doing tasty.
It sounds like a bad stripper name.
I guess so. I'm eating black licorice right now, and it's so tasty.
So, you're eating tasty.
Yeah. Did you know that red vines are always fat-free?
Always.
Always fat-free. Good. They inform you of that on the back.
I'm glad that they are always fat-free. Because if they weren't always fat-free, then I wouldn't have them. But if they're just sometimes fat-free...
Yeah, they are sometimes. It would be debatable if I had the love relationship that I do with them.
You know what sometimes has meth in it?
What?
This is funny, because it ties in. You know that stuff, I think it's called Redline?
Yeah.
It has a similar or same active ingredient as methamphetamines. But it, like, goes between, like, I don't know what the exact battle is, but between the FDA and the company that makes the product, like, there's this big, like, sometimes it's in it, sometimes it's not in it, so. But yeah, you can get meth from Redline sometimes.
Isn't there also something that's, like, one chemical imbalance away from being, like, plastic?
Yeah, it's called margarine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear these things, and I go, huh.
Yeah.
I still like it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, yeah, margarine is... They did a study. Margarine, if it's white, not yellow like butter, if it's white, does not sell as well as yellow margarine. It's a weird color thing, because butter is yellow.
Yeah.
Margarine, when white, does not sell. Weird.
Because it looks like cream cheese.
It does, yeah. Well, it looks like cream cheese, it doesn't look like butter.
Yeah.
And if I want a butter substitute, it better look like butter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense. So, yeah. The more you know.
Dun, 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 dun.
Only you could take, or take a bite out of crime. Muff. McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Remember that? Scruff McGruff?
I do, but I don't remember the phone number.
It was like, dude, okay, me being homeschooled, we watched a lot of PBS, and Scruff McGruff was on there a lot. Told, like, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I remember Bill Nye. Bill Nye was a good time.
He was great. Today we're talking about tea.
Yummy, yummy tea.
We're going over health benefits and all that. We're going over white, green, black, oolong, herbal. I hit it all. Tyler.
Boom, bam, gosh, dang. All of it.
We had a band at our high school. They were called Sugar in the Raw. They were so good. They were Czechoslovakian rappers. So good.
It was,
and Tyler just spat some of their lyrics at you.
Yeah, with having to change it for...
radio.
Explicit edit. Material.
Because Tyler doesn't want to get explicit.
I don't. I think that would hurt us. Or it would make us really, really popular.
One of the two. I don't want to try, though, because apparently you're scared.
I am scared of it.
Little girly man.
I am scared of it. So do tell. I'll start with, in my research of the fine teas.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I just ate a little something coming back
some
up.
Some red vines coming back up.
Yeah, some red vines coming back up. No. Found it very interesting that a lot of the process of the tea,
uh-huh.
how it's made,
okay.
I was not edumacated in the...
Please tell me you did that on purpose.
I did do that on purpose.
Okay,
on how it happened. Mm. Like, that there's actually, like, this process in which they plant it, they pick... It's just the leaves,
right.
Not the flower, because there's flowers on them. I had no idea.
For white tea, they picked the buds.
Yeah, for me, it just showed up. Like, that was tea in my life.
Right.
So they pick off the leaves. They then, like, ferment it.
Uh-huh.
And then they dry it, and then sometimes they pan dry it, and, like, heat. Right. And I was just like, wow. And I guess it's the fermentation of it that distinguishes between each of the different flavors or types
of tea.
Is how a lot of the research I did is how they differentiate between them all.
Well, let's hit it off. Let's start with the least processed one. Which one is that?
The least processed one is the white.
Okay.
They pick it and they steam it and dry it, and that's it. That's they don't even ferment it at all.
Okay.
I found out that the white tea, for the most part, has the greatest concentration, and I have the hardest time reading giant chemical words, so...
Is it the EGCG?
No.
Oh?
Polyphenols. Yeah, polyphenols. It has the highest concentration of those, which are supposed to help, help in cancer prevention.
Right, they're antioxidants.
That's what I have.
Tea has a really, really high ORAC value, which is how we measure antioxidants. So it's, most of them contain a really, really powerful antioxidant that I'm not going to even tell you the name because you're not going to be able to spell it and I can't pronounce it. So what's the point? But the abbreviation is EGCG. It's more powerful than vitamin C or vitamin E.
I saw that a lot. And just so that, because I wanted to relook up words that, because a lot of this was just repeat stuff, and I was like, I know that word, but I wanted to make sure that I knew that word.
Uh-huh.
Antioxidants, detox, and protect cells from free radicals. So right. Then I had to...
What is a free radical?
Rewind, search through stuff, and search for a free radical. This occurs when bonds are split throughout the body, and they... either end up with a damaged electron or an odd pair of electrons. Uh-huh. And normally your body just fixes it.
Right.
But with age and
right.
malnutrition and all this stuff, your body has a harder time with it.
Right.
So...
Oxygen, despite the fact that it fuels us, is also very damaging to us.
Yeah.
So...
You don't need to get more oxygen than anything.
Right. Right. So...
So those were the two words that
as a side note, you can get too many antioxidants. That's another talk for another day.
Yeah. So that was interesting. So the white tea, the main thing, a lot of the teas I found all do the same thing, just in different levels, kind of a scale. So the white tea, which has no fermentation whatsoever, was probably the best for curing cancer.
Preventing cancer.
Kind of a thing. The next tea in the line of fermentation was the green tea.
Right.
This one is picked. It's not allowed to ferment at all. But it's then just dried.
So I took that as
it's not steamed either.
I think you can pan dry it and do a couple other things to it. Sometimes they flash steam it. That's what I got out of it.
Because
they all use the same plant. Like, most teas come from the exact same plant.
Uh-huh.
So I think the flavor difference, it comes in really the processing and all that.
No, that's exactly what I found out, is that it's all the same plant.
Right.
They literally call it the tea plant. Like, there's weird, you can go into different cultures and they call it different things, but it's the tea plant.
Right.
It was so funny. I was on, like, this one site, and it was like, yeah, when you plant a lot of tea, it's called a tea garden. And I was like, huh, what else would you call it? It was such an odd... When searching, doing research for this stuff, you run across people, and you're just like,
awesome.
I hate you.
Like, you are so smart at
thank you
what
for
you do.
Stating the obvious.
Right.
So, green tea, I found out, was the richest in antioxidants...
Okay.
Due to the lack of the fermentation process, which then made me think, well, then the white should not have as much, should be pretty high up there as well.
Yeah.
Since it's not fermenting.
What I found was that there's a lot less research out there comparatively about white teas to green tea and black tea.
Yeah. Green and black, there's novels.
Right. Like, not even novels. There's like Encyclopedia Britannica's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's nonstop. So in doing my logistical, if A and B, if this is happening because of this, then that has it too. So it should ipso facto be the same.
Ipso facto, I'm your boss.
Yeah. The caffeine level in green tea is about 10 to 30% of that of the same amount in coffee.
Right. Which comes out, average glass of tea, 40 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah. And then it goes into all the weird little schematics of it reduces blood pressure, total cholesterol, and your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol.
Quote, unquote.
Yes.
Because you do need LDL still.
Yeah, I understand that, yes. but claim it as the bad cholesterol.
It is. And side note, it also reduces arterial stiffness. So your arteries, what causes heart attacks is stiff arteries, right?
You're jumping ship. The next one is improves digestion, arteries, and immune system.
Okay, so arteries. Yes. Improves arterial, their flexibility so that they can pump blood to you better.
And then the next thing that has, like, as I was, literally, if you go to a website and reading books, they just list them.
Right.
Just hundreds of them. And you can kind of group them into general concepts. Yeah. Then, once again, the last thing I wrote down was it decreases risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, and these were my two favorites. Cavities and gingivitis.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice. There we go.
So, green tea did that.
Right.
And I thought that was entertaining, that it has oral hygiene care.
Right. Oh, and remember, you were talking about another person on the radio who is no longer on the radio. She said that green tea increases your estrogen levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
I found the exact opposite. The studies that I read decreased the free-floating estrogen level of women, I think, were the test subjects. But I don't see why it would change in men by 13%, which is fantastic. You don't want free-floating estrogen in your body. It's not good for you.
Yeah, so. I tried finding out deeper and deeper stuff, and my kind of theory, and that's why Keon's here, is that I take things for surface level stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if it boosts my estrogen by 0.2%.
Right.
Whatever. So, yeah, I was more of just what the general concepts of it is. So, yeah. Then the next tea, I only looked up four. I didn't really look up herbal teas.
I got herbal tea.
Sweet. Yeah. So then the next tea I looked up was the oolong tea.
Oh, the oolong.
This one, and just because this one is partly fermented, so I took that as about if an hour was a full fermentation process, it did it for like a half.
Right, yeah.
Is how I took it as, and then they dry it. And it's the same thing. It has a higher caffeine. It's, you know, roughly 30 to 40% of caffeine.
Coffee,
and it just, and it has the same stuff where it reduces your blood pressure and this, that, and other stuff. So,
right.
I kind of was getting more frustrated with my tea research in the sense that it seemed like there was nonstop information, but it was all the same stuff just in different levels.
Right, right.
And then, so then black tea, it's dried and fermented fully.
Right.
It's just,
they let it
do its thing.
Right, exactly.
It ferments. It, though, then has the highest caffeine ratio, which is 50 to 60% of that of a cup of coffee. And the one thing that was different about black tea, there was two things. First, black tea is like the tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is the most popular in the world. Like, everybody drinks it.
Kind of thing. It's weird, because it's popped up in, like, everywhere, you know? Like, it's crazy.
Everywhere I was looking, it's like, this is the most popular. And it's interesting, in America, I feel like all I knew about was green tea.
Really?
Like, it just seems like green tea was, like, shoved down our throat.
Since I grew up in a Persian household, that's all we drink, is black tea.
Okay.
Like, we love our black tea. Persian tea is so good. So good.
And
love
so,
it.
Growing up, I never drank tea. A, because I grew up in a house that I drank milk and hot chocolate.
Right.
I didn't drink tea. Tea was if you were sick or like a sore throat.
Huh.
you drink tea and have honey in it, move on. Like, that was the only time I can remotely think about drinking tea.
Got it.
But then the only thing about black tea that I found interesting, and I saw this on multiple things, was that it has the ability to stain your teeth.
Yes.
And since I always like to make sure that...
your teeth are white.
Vanity is still here.
Right.
That was one of the downfalls for me.
Though, if you, after drinking a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, if you take a glass of water and swish with it, like just swish it around your mouth, decreases staining by 70%.
And that's fine. It's still there as an option. So I threw it out there.
I'm just saying, as a little, hey, if you don't want to get stained, then this is what you do.
So that was the thing. Those are all the little things in the realm of it that I found out. I found that the culture behind tea is very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, how important people really make drinking of a beverage.
We had a Chinese exchange student at our house when I was younger, and she wanted to do a tea ritual with us. It was, like, so drawn out. Like, she went, she, like, boiled the water and, like, did this whole, like, blessing on it, and she made us wait in the other room while we were doing the blessing and then invited us to come sit with her. And, like, it was this big, like, ordeal. And it's, like, so, such a cultural thing. It was really weird.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. And the only thing I could relate it to, and I know this is awful, is just, like, because I found that the tea was very, very, very popular in Eastern cultures.
True.
So
that's where I think don't quote me on this, but some Chinese, Japanese ruler
I don't know. I tried finding, like, where it started,
right,
and I think it's been around since the dawn of time, kind of a concept, but I did find out that India is the largest producer of it.
I'll give you that.
Well, you have to, because that was a fact that I read on, multiple concepts.
Give you that meaning, like, that makes sense. Not give you that meaning that you're right.
And so that was interesting on that. But the only thing I could relate it to was Americanized, like, drinking beer.
Mm.
Which just kind of like...
Germans drinking beer.
Germans drinking beer. Just kind of a concept of, like, there's a event. It's an event.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a thing. It's not like, oh, I need a glass of water. Move
right.
on. Like, they make it a situation.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I have some fun stuff to talk about. Because despite the benefits of tea, there are a couple things that I would watch out for. So, in America, we like to streamline things. Would you not say that's true?
True.
Okay. So, with that streamlining of things, it also decreases the potential benefits of that, and the increased risk. So, cutting through all the crap, what I mean is that there are some teas... things in tea, in our processed tea, that can be really bad for you. So some of the more commercialized brands, think Lipton and Nestea, have, if you take, they did samples of this, I'll put a link up to the study, you increase the level of fluoride in the tea, right? And fluoride, it's in our water, it's in our toothpaste, but what is fluoride? It's a heavy metal, right? Which, when you have too much of it, it'll leach calcium and other minerals from your bones. So you decrease your bone density if you drink crappy tea.
But how cool would it have been if the fluoride, being a muscle, leaches that off of your bone?
Being
a metal.
Okay.
Leaches that off. My brain works so fast sometimes for my own good. leaches it off of the bone and then replaces it so you become Wolverine.
With fluoride?
With fluoride. Like, your bones just become metal.
No.
How cool would that have been, though?
That would be great.
I would drink tea all the time.
You drink crappy tea all the time.
Yes.
Also,
non-stop.
Having that increased level of fluoride, it also has a cumulative effect on your body, and it stresses out your liver. So your liver has to process more junk.
So don't mix your beer and tea?
No, just don't drink. just don't drink crappy tea, period. Also, fluoride is used as a pesticide to kill rats.
Yeah.
So too much, like, it's like drinking poison. So the moral of that story is that you should probably invest in a little bit better quality, of tea. So my two favorite teas, that I purchase, are Mighty Leaf, which is a great tea. Really, really quality tea bags. And then I like Pete's tea. So it's a West Coast thing. I don't know if it's made it over to the East Coast or anywhere else. But it's a coffee house that also serves tea. And their teas are fantastic. And I like it a lot.
But what kind of tea, though? Green, black, white?
Doesn't matter.
You don't care.
I mean, as far as, like, the...
Like, in just general, though. Like, what...
I drink green and white most often, and then sometimes black.
See, because, like, through my research and stuff like that, I came to the conclusion that probably, like, maybe start your day with black, because it's got the highest caffeine ratio, and I know that, I mean, I have sometimes a hard time waking up in the morning, black tea would probably be a good little boost, because coffee, if me on coffee, I am cracked out.
Right. Well, me on coffee is... normal.
Yeah. Or Keon intakes coffee like it's going out of style.
I have a cup a day.
Yeah. But I'm not a coffee drinker, so when I drink it, it affects my body largely.
Right. Which begs the question about how many glasses of tea should you have a day?
I know my answer. What is yours?
Mine is probably not more than 5 to 8, depending on your tolerance to caffeine and how spread out you drink it. And probably most, I wouldn't recommend drinking tea beyond 3 or 5 o'clock, depending on when you want to go to bed, because caffeine can stay in your system for up to 6 hours. So I would say about 5 to 8, cups a day. And if you start getting jittery, like in my mind, if you start getting jittery and getting ill effects, pull it back and
like
find
everything.
Your limit. Exactly. Find your limit. Find the comfortable place.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of came to the conclusion that 6 or higher, like, 6 was kind of the max I would personally be taking of tea.
Uh-huh.
And just because, I was thinking about it, 6 cups of tea, like, that's a lot of just liquid, theoretically, in general.
Right.
Along with the water that you, well, I guess you're taking water in with your tea, but just water that you would drink throughout the day, or, you know, a glass of wine or a beer later on at night or whatever like that. So, that was, I drew it to 6 because I was like, really, you're having probably 3 real drinks, but your drinks are 2 cup sizes.
Right.
Kind of a concept. And so, yeah, I'd say on average, though, a nice 2 to 3.
Yeah. 2 to 3. I mean, depending on your lifestyle and all that, it's hard to overdo white and green tea. Just watch the black tea.
Yeah, because of the caffeine level.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about all the actual teas. So there are 2 things left that I want to talk about. I'm not sure about you, Tyler. But I want to talk about herbals, and I want to talk about bottled teas.
Bottled tea. Okay, go.
Herbal tea is actually technically not tea. It's an infusion. Because what it is you take, like, other plants and dry them, and then, like, put them in hot water and extract the flavor. So you might be getting, it, depending on the bag, depending on the actual herbal thing inside of the tea bag, you're going to get very varying levels of antioxidant and benefits, as well as different levels of risk.
So an herbal tea might have a tea leaf or 4 in it.
Nope.
There's no tea in it?
Nope.
It's going to be just
not.
Like dried orange peels. It's
dried orange
like
peel,
that.
Rosemary, yeah, like rose leaves, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it's going to be is...
A little cayenne pepper.
Exactly. A little cayenne pepper, you know, a little chamomile. and so they're not, it's not going to carry the benefits of a green or a black tea. So, maybe we'll do a herbal tea day later on, but the health benefits of herbal tea are really minimal. So, I would just say if you're going to drink tea, drink green tea. Oh, decaffeinated tea. Don't get chemically decaffeinated teas. Because they actually can draw out the caffeine chemically. You can get it, it's water decaf. Oh, crap. I'll post it up on the site because I can't remember right now. But
TrueFitnessAcademy.com.
TrueFitnessAcademy.com. it pulls out the caffeine naturally as opposed to chemically, and that's a lot better, so you're not adding crap to the tea.
And if you don't want to play that game, I would just go with white tea.
Yeah, white tea probably has 20 to 30 milligrams of caffeine.
I mean, do you see a lot of white tea, like, at Pete's or Starbucks?
Yeah. My favorite tea is Snow Leopard from Pete's. It's delicious. Or there's a brand...
I guess they just name them weird. That you have to, like, research. Like, not research, but be like, look at it a little bit more intensely. Yeah. It's not going to just say white tea here.
It might say, like, you know, so-and-so's white tea or some crap like that.
Yeah.
So, in the last few minutes of today, we're going to be talking about bottled drinks and bottled tea. Did you look at that at all?
No, my parents drink with, like, it's going out of style, crates and crates of, I believe it is Lipton's diet iced tea.
Green tea.
Green tea, and it's like the citrus one. It's tasty. Not gonna lie. It's yummy.
It is.
But I don't really think it has any of the real effects of tea.
Well, I haven't looked at the back of those, even though when I was visiting your parents,
That's all they had.
Well, and water, whatever. But I drank a bunch of those. But on the back of the bottle, what you're looking for is actually extracted tea. So you want filtered water and tea leaves to be in the ingredients somewhere. Because what a lot of times
we'll say the first two or three.
First two. Well, sometimes tea leaves is towards the bottom because you use maybe, you know... They do, I believe, by weight, and...
Oh, okay.
So you might have, like, sugar being above tea leaves, but, you know, there's actual tea leaves in there. What a lot of companies will do is they'll use tea extracts, which don't carry the same health benefits as actual tea, or tea solids, which I, for the life of me, could not find an answer to what those actually were. Like, it was...
Tea solids.
So what I'm guessing, because there's another kind of tea called matcha tea, which they grind up tea leaves and carries a really, really high content of antioxidants. So it might be similar to that, but it freaks me out. And one of the doctors I follow online, he's like, tea solids are terrible, blah, blah, blah. So based on that cursory research, I would just recommend not getting those.
Better be safe than sorry.
Exactly. So there's a brand of tea that I really like picking up at the store if I'm getting tea. Honest tea, fantastic. They use actual tea leaves, and they'll use actual sugar or honey, and it's like maybe three or four ingredients in the thing. They have a white tea, a green tea, and a couple black teas. So
yummy,
really yummy,
so tasty in my tummy.
Yeah. So I would just check the back of your bottle and look for actual tea leaves there before you go ahead and buy it. And plus, a lot of those things have artificial sweeteners in them, which, again, is another day.
Another time.
At another time, because I want to go off on those. But that's about it for tea.
Yeah, it was just interesting to... I never really looked into it. Uh-huh. I just drank it, because I've been told that it's good for you. And I'm not a coffee drinker.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'll just drink tea.
Right.
Because... Occasionally, I'll have a craving for a carbonated beverage of the cola kind, but if I don't want juice, because juice is kind of heavy sometimes.
Can be.
Like, I find that tea's a nice little...
alternate.
Flavored water, almost.
Yeah,
like, it's just like a nice additive to water.
Yeah, it's really good for you, so go out, have a cup of tea. Tomorrow, we're talking about posture.
Sit up straight.
And this is going to be an ongoing process because there is so much to know about posture. I decided that, well, Dr. Tyler decided that he didn't want me to spend, like, a long time explaining every word that I mean. So we're going to break it down into bite-sized chunks so that you can actually apply it instead of just...
having to listen to, like, 8 different podcasts and then putting it all together to make...
Right. So we're going to make it applicable podcasts, and it'll probably be a weekly segment. With that, you got anything else, Al?
No. Actually, no. I was just going to say that I got my car fixed. I can now drive around. I'm really excited about.
That's really nice. Yeah, that's it. Go to truefitnessacademy.com. Sign up for the newsletter. We're going to be releasing a special gift to only our newsletter subscribers. So if you're not a subscriber, do it soon. It's coming out probably right around Thanksgiving, before or after Halloween, somewhere in there.
I was going to say early November.
Early November. So check out that. Sign up.
And Tiffany, we got your email.
Tiffany, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
We have a couple questions. We're gonna email over to you just to iron things out and make sure we're on the right track.
And we're talking to you, Tiffany.
Yeah, just Tiffany.
Yeah.
Screw everyone else. Tiffany's awesome.
She is. I was really happy with her.
Her email almost made me cry.
It made me happy.
Sweet. With that, I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Go win at life today.
Yeah.
Peace.